From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from the NPR studios, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, layoffs. I'm Allison Stewart. It is Tuesday, July 22nd, 2008. This is our fourth to last show, and we got a package yesterday. You know, people are starting to pack up their desks and put things away, and we got a box. We wondered, well, hey, what's in this box? We pulled it out, and there were copies of books sent to us to help us out in the show. Sound Reporting, the NPR Guide to Audio Journalism and Production, arrived yesterday. Awkward. Trisha's on the mic.
I was reading it last night. It's a really, really useful book, actually. I'm like, oh, this is what I was supposed to be doing.
Well, we have 4 days.
I know. I'm totally going to use that information to do my job.
Matt Martinez is quoted in this.
You don't think I went to the index and looked at Matt Martinez and went to every page he's on there?
Page 219, our producer Matt Martinez says, Matt Martinez says he bases his cut on what the interview was supposed to accomplish. Let's say we wanted five things and we got those five things. So they're definitely in. Then we might have room for one or two more ideas. But everything else, be realistic. You can't have an extra 20 minutes.
That Matt Martinez. That sounds just like him. Can I say one more thing?
Of course.
I also looked in the index for another name.
Yes.
The Bryant Park Project. Yeah. I didn't see it.
We should have known then.
Yeah, that maybe was a clue.
On the show today, layoffs are hitting the American workforce as the economy continues to decline. We're going to talk with someone who writes about what to do if you are unexpectedly put in the position of having no job. Marcy Albuher writes the Shifting Careers blog for the New York Times. She's in studio with us in just a minute. Hi, Marcy. She's going to come on in during the newscast. And it is the week of finals. Today, our final New Music Tuesday segment with new releases from Dr. Dog and, yes, Miley Cyrus. We will discuss it. Esquire magazine music critic Andy Langer will be on the line with us from Austin, Texas. And have you ever been dumped or blown off by a date? It hurts. That's why this book was a bestseller. It was called He's Just Not That Into You. Liz Tuchillo is one of the authors. She's going to join us on the show, giving us tips on, frankly, being dumped by NPR. And our next stage of grief is anger. We'll get to all that in just a minute. But first, let's get to some of today's headlines with the BPP's Mark Garrison.
This is NPR.
Thank you, Allison. One of the world's most wanted men is under arrest. Bosnian Serb leader Radovan Karadzic evaded capture for 13 years. NPR's Tom Jelton has more.
Radovan Karadzic was the president of the Republika Srpska, created as a Serb mini-state inside Bosnia. Serbs, he said, could not live in Bosnia with Muslims and Croats as neighbors. So he led a drive to cleanse the Serb portion of Bosnia of all the non-Serbs. When the people of Sarajevo resisted his demand that it be divided, Karadzic ordered his forces to bombard and isolate the city. That led to a war crime indictment. He was also charged with genocide as a result of the slaughter of Muslims in Srebrenica. A special action team of the security forces in Serbia found and arrested Karadzic yesterday inside Serbia itself. Serbian President Boris Tadic says Karadzic will soon be sent to the International War Crimes Tribunal at The Hague.
NPR's Tom Jelton reporting, bitter enemies will sit together today. The party of Zimbabwe President Robert Mugabe is set to negotiate with the opposition party led by Morgan Tsvangirai. The talks are in South Africa. That country is mediating. The opposition party felt South Africa's president tilted toward Mugabe, but they agreed to join talks once African Union and UN reps were brought in. A new clue in the mysterious double bus explosions in China. Police are looking into a cryptic text message sent to local phones. NPR's Anthony Kuhn has the story from Beijing.
The general mobilization of ants, read the message. I hope citizens receiving this message will not take bus lines 54, 64, and 84 tomorrow morning. Police confirmed the message's contents to local media in southwest Kunming City, and they offered a $1,500 reward to anyone with tips. Police say the blasts were caused by ammonium nitrate-based explosives stashed under bus seats. 14 people were injured, many with shattered eardrums. Authorities have launched an intensive manhunt in Kunming, including checkpoints at airports, bus, and train stations. China says terrorism is the biggest threat to the Olympic Games, now just more than 2 weeks away. But they also face a challenge from domestic unrest.
NPR's Anthony Kuhn reporting from Beijing. And that is your news for now. There's more online at npr.org.
This is NPR.